March 16th, Saturday of the fourth week in Lent. Why is it that God's word invokes so much hostility? We see it in both the first reading and the gospel. In the first reading, Jeremiah laments the determination of the leaders to destroy him because he faithfully prophesied that God's judgment would come upon the nation for their infidelity and they would face conquest and exile. The gospel shows the plot against Jesus for his proclamation of God's kingdom coming into the world, bringing fulfillment to the long-held hopes of the people, but also transcending the current leadership and their regime. That was too much of a threat to the leaders' status and power, so they determined that Jesus needed to be silenced and, if necessary, eliminated. Such conflicts are not confined to those particular times and places. They can occur anywhere and at any time, including today. Anyone who puts God's ways over those of the ones in power are likely to face opposition and worse. The techniques used against them are similar to the ones described in this gospel. God's prophets are discredited as frauds, ignorant, deviants, or crazy, as Jesus and his followers were. Their opponents construct specious arguments based on fabricated or unsubstantiated facts, such as the claim that Jesus' supposed origin in Nazareth meant he could never be the Messiah. There are social pressure, bullying, and threats, as we see directed at Nicodemus, the guards, and others who tried to defend Jesus. If none of that works, the authorities can resort to condemnation, violence, even death, often in violation of due process and the law, which was ultimately the fate of Jesus. We see that in many parts of the world today, in places as disparate as India, Vietnam, Syria, Egypt, and Nicaragua. Even in supposedly Christian countries, including our own, those who boldly and uncompromisingly advocate for Christian values such as justice, integrity, mercy, and reverence for God and all human life risk varying degrees of disapproval, rejection, marginalization, and even more serious threats. Power, even when it is taken up with the best of intentions, is seductive, and those who have it do not want to let go of it or cede it to a greater authority, even God. As St. Ignatius teaches us in the spiritual exercises, that is how the enemy, as he calls it, works to separate us from God. None of us wants to give up control, whether it is of our own lives or of a wider domain. That is at the core of our resistance to God's call to surrender all and trust in God's love and protection. We can't admit even to ourselves that we oppose God, so we take it out on God's prophets instead and reject them and their message. What is needed to overcome such opposition is a clear, uncompromising fidelity to the truth of God's message that we are beloved creatures of God, that all we have is God's gift, that without God we have nothing and can do nothing, and that living by God's ways is the only way to a fruitful, meaningful, and happy life. That is not something we can do on our own by sheer force of will. We not only need God, But we need one another to have the clarity and strength to see and follow God's way for us. That is why being part of the community of the church is so important. It is there that we find the teaching, wisdom, guidance, encouragement, and examples we need to sustain our commitment. We all have a list of important figures who taught us, not just by words, but by their example, what living the faith really means. This can include parents and grandparents, teachers, friends, co-workers, teammates, even casual acquaintances whose own steadfast commitment was an inspiration and example for us. We too, who have benefited from the goodness and care of others, are called to share it as we offer our own gifts and witness, both to our immediate community and through them to a wider world. The season of Lent is especially important in that whole process. Through the discipline of Lent, including prayers, sacrifices, and acts of generosity, we develop the discipline to follow God's ways, no matter what the cost, and to be witnesses to God's justice and sovereignty over all the world.